Here we begin the adrenergic or sympathetic division of the autonomic nervous system. What are the catecholamines? How they are synthesized, how they are stored, and how they are released? That's le sujet d'aujourd'hui. Welcome all to Is Pharmacology Difficult podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS MD Pharmacology, and this is the audio hub to get the best simplified basic tips, strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concept crystal clear. If you really find, and if there's a question hovering in your mind, is pharmacology difficult? Lend me your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. Adrenergic, or often referred to as the sympathetic or precisely noradrenergic system. About there are three endogenous catecholamines that form the mainstay signal system of this particular section of the autonomic nervous system. And these are noradrenaline, adrenaline, and dopamine, abbreviated as capital NA, ADR, and DA. Let's individually consider and talk about each one of these. The first one I want to talk about is adrenaline. It is secreted by the adrenal medulla and it acts as an important hormone. It is not an integral transmitter at the peripheral sites. So that is an important point to note. Let's get to know something about noradrenaline. It's an integral transmitter at almost all the postganglionic sites, and we can say that some of the fibers and sweat glands, they are the ones at which it doesn't work. And some of it is actually secreted by the adrenal medulla also. Let's get to know a few points about dopamine. Dopamine plays a restricted role in peripheral organs like renal blood vessels, but it is very prominent and integral transmitter in the organ and regions like basal ganglia, CDZ of the brain, and anterior pituitary. What's the motto of the day? Today, let's nail the comprehension of the entire concept of the making, storage, and release of the catecholamines. First and foremost, the synthesis or the making. The harbinger amino acid of all the catecholamines is phenylalanine. It's a kind of a dietary amino acid. Phenylalanine converts into tyrosine while the reaction is catalyzed by tyrosine hydroxylase. The tyrosine hydroxylase, it catalyzes the next step 2 of the conversion of tyrosine to DOPA. Now, what is the point to be noted here is metirosine, M-E-T-I-R-O-S-I-N-E, that is alpha-methyl-p-tyrosine, it inhibits the tyrosine hydroxylase, and tyrosine hydroxylase is highly specific and we can say a rate-limiting enzyme. Now, as limits or inhibits the tyrosine hydroxylase, it cuts halfway the synthesis process of catecholamines. Further, what are the steps? The capital DOPA, DOPA, decarboxylase enzyme, it catalyzes the formation of dopamine from DOPA, DOPA. In another step, the beta hydroxylase catalyzes the formation of noradrenaline from dopamine. And then let's talk about the final step. N-methyltransferase further does the task of adrenaline formation from noradrenaline. Now, I told you that tyrosine hydroxylase is a highly specific and rate-limiting enzyme, but you ought to know that the other ones like DOPA decarboxylase, beta hydroxylase, and N-methyltransferase, these are all non-specific. And How do you know these are non-specific? Well, one of the examples is that DOPA decarboxylase can also form alpha-methyl dopamine from alpha-methyl DOPA. Adrenaline synthesis occurs mainly in the adrenal medulla. What is the reason behind this? The reason is the requirement of a comparatively rich presence of glucocorticoids. And why these glucocorticoids, they are required in rich concentration? They are conveyed via the portal blood flow, and their main function is to induce the N-methyltransferase. And N-methyltransferase actually leads to the formation of adrenaline from noradrenaline. And the most important thing, the difference of noradrenaline from adrenaline is that noradrenaline is synthesized in all the adrenergic neurons, while adrenaline is only synthesized in adrenal medulla. That's all about the making and synthesis and overview. Let's come over to the storage. As far as the storage is concerned, the nerve end of the sympathetic nerve mesh, it contains specialized vessels or granules to store the noradrenaline. Now, we are not talking about the adrenaline because that's a step of formation that occurs in adrenal medulla, where we are not actually concerned about the adrenaline. Let's limit the synthesis up to the formation of noradrenaline. So there are special vesicles and granules to store the noradrenaline. The dopamine is actively taken up through the membrane of the vesicles, and after going through all the steps, the last step takes place in the vesicle. What is this last step? That is the step that is catalyzed by beta hydroxylase. Now, you should know that the enzyme beta hydroxylase, which catalyzes the last step, is actually present only in the vesicles. Due to this, formation of noradrenaline occurs. A complex of noradrenaline with the ATP is formed, and that amount is in the ratio of 4:1, that is 4 parts of noradrenaline and 1 part of ATP. Now, this complex, it is absorbed on a protein that is known as chromogranin. Now, when this formation of noradrenaline, it takes place in the adrenal medulla. Now, we are talking about adrenaline again. So, if the formation of noradrenaline, it takes place in the adrenal medulla within the chromaffin granules, it comes out of the cytoplasm. Are you understanding this process? Up to the noradrenaline formation, the whole process occurs in the chromaffin granules, and because it is in the adrenal medulla, there is the formation of adrenaline also. For that, the noradrenaline, it comes out into the cytoplasm from the chromaffin granules via the process of diffusion, and there it gets methylated with the help of N-methyltransferase and converts into adrenaline. Now, that was simple, right? Now, this adrenaline formed in the cytoplasm by methylation, it is taken up by another set of specialized granules. Mind it, these are different from the one that store noradrenaline or take up dopamine. Adrenaline has its own specialized granules. So, that's all about the storage. What's the next step? That is the release of catecholamines. How does it occur? What is the trigger? Impulse from the nerve terminals, it arises and triggers the release of catecholamine. And the process that actually releases the catecholamines, that is the exocytosis from the granules. Now, the granules may contain adrenaline, noradrenaline, ATP, beta hydroxylase, dopamine, chromogranin, and there are specialized granules for each of adrenaline, noradrenaline, dopamine, and they may also contain ATP, beta hydroxylase, other enzymes, or whatever the complex is formed along with the chromogranin. All these components, whatever they are present within the vesicles or the granules, they are let out via the process of exocytosis. if there are any peptides, what peptides can be present along with all these components? Well, they can be neuropeptide Y, they can be enkephalins. If they are present, they are too let out by the process of exocytosis. Alpha 2 inhibition actually regulates the release of all these components, while the presynaptic receptors, they modulate this release. So, I hope you got this whole process. It was not so complicated, but there are a lot of steps. So, you need to learn it, but it is quite simplified and direct process. There are no twists and turns, so it's going one way and quite easy to know. If you draw a flow chart, that would be a very nice idea. And then you should know what are the specific ones, what are the non-specific enzymes, what are the rate limiting enzymes, which particular transmitter is stored and taken up at what point, how they're released, at what other sites. That all summarizes and sums up the whole process. Let's talk further. Noradrenaline release is induced by indirectly acting sympathomimetic amines like tyramine, amphetamine, etc. Now, how this occurs? This occurs actually via the displacement reaction. That is, the indirectly acting sympathomimetic amines like tyramine, amphetamine, they displace the noradrenaline at the nerve terminal. That is the one process. And the other reported presence of norepinephrine exchange transporter, that is capital NET, it also works there via the exchange diffusion mechanism. And because it is a diffusion mechanism, the capital NET or norepinephrine exchange transporter, it does not require calcium, because this is diffusion and not exocytosis. I just summarize the whole thing again. The first point is that indirectly acting sympathomimetic amines like tyramine and amphetamine, they are actually inducing the release of noradrenaline, and the process is the displacement reaction. And the second thing I talked about is the norepinephrine exchange transporter that is actually working via the exchange diffusion mechanism. It is not exocytosis, it doesn't require calcium. With all this explanation, with all this description, we complete the synthesis, storage, and the release processes of the catecholamines today. Now, two steps more to go that we can head upon about the adrenergic receptors. But the mantra is to be patient, cause patience breeds sweet fruits. Right? Hope you got it now. For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, do visit www.ispharmacologydifficult.com, where you can also sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter of mine. It actually contains a lot of updates about medical sciences, drug information updates, and my podcast updates also. You can follow me on different social media handles like Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They all are with the same name, is Pharmacology Difficult. If you're listening for the first time, do subscribe and follow whatever platform you are consuming this episode. Stay tuned. Do rate and review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.